More grace, everybody. Come on, get on this call. Go ahead and call whoever you need to call. Reach out to whoever you need to reach out to. And tell them, let's join in prayer. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that does indeed availeth much. If you are on here at 10 o'clock this morning, you know what we talked about, and again what we talked about at 10 o'clock last night. But I want to challenge you to go ahead now. Reach out to mother, father, sister, brother, friends, co-workers, colleagues, students, whoever it is. Reach out to them and tell them, let's get on this line and let's begin to pray. I told you that it is my assignment to motivate you. It is my assignment to push you. It is my assignment to cause you to fall in love with prayer like you fall in love with the air that you breathe. My God, because prayer in the life of the believer is what oxygen is to the natural person. If you don't breathe, you won't live. And if you don't pray, you won't live. I tell you, prayer is to the believer what oxygen is to you, what oil is to your car. It is needed to survive. It is needed to be able to operate and to be able to flow and to do things. You must have a prayer life. We are in the middle of a crisis called COVID, and people are running to the hospital all because they can't breathe. They need a oxygen tank. They need a ventilator. They need something to get their oxygen up. And many people are staying on the ventilator because their oxygen is low. Glory to God. And I'm telling you that this is the hour to run to the altar and run to that place of prayer. Why? Because your oxygen is low. Your prayer life is low. Some of you have allowed the enemy to creep in and out of your life, and you've lost your prayer life. You've lost your fire. You've lost your zeal. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Where's your fire? Where's your tenacity? Where's your strength? Where's your fervor? So I need you to understand that if anything is going to happen in your life, it is only going to happen through prayer, not through a bunch of dancing and shouting and screaming. If you're going to see revival, if you're going to see a move of the Holy Ghost, it is going to come through prayer. We talked about how at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And I told you that there's something about praying at midnight that Paul and Silas actually, I believe they rested. I believe they got arrested maybe early in the day, but I believe they rested at 7 and 8 and 9, 10. I believe they were resting. They rested all through the night to prepare for prayer at midnight because they understood that things shift at midnight because midnight is the gate of time. Everything begins in the midnight. The Bible declares that the evening and the morning was the first day, and that's why I'm starting this prayer at 6. Why am I starting this prayer at 6? Because in the spirit realm or on God's calendar, everything begins in the night. The evening and the morning was the first day. That's why when you start a fast, you really should not start in the morning. You should start in the evening because that's how everything begins in the kingdom. Everything in God begins at night. Remember, there was darkness first. And then God said, let there be light. That's Genesis 1. John 1, light shine forth out of darkness. So God is the God who dwells in thick darkness. Everything begins at night. Everything begins in chaos. Everything begins in confusion. But one word from the Lord can shift your life. And today we're going to pray until things begin to shift and things begin to turn. And you cannot be concerned about people liking you. You cannot be concerned about being popular. You cannot be concerned about everybody wanting to do it because we are living in an age of the lazy. And people do not want to pray. People do not want to fast. People do not want to turn their plate down. But I told you that it's something about praying at midnight. It is when they prayed at midnight that suddenly the foundations of the earth begin to shake. When? It was at midnight. And I'm telling you, that if you want your foundations to begin to shake, if you want things to begin to shift and turn in your life, it is not going to happen until you what? Pray. That is exactly correct. You're going to have to pray. The Bible declares that at midnight they prayed. The foundations of the earth became shaken. Not only was the foundation of the earth shaken, But the Bible lets us know, glory to God, that the prison doors came open and that the bondages and prisoners and chains that were on them all of a sudden came open. Say in the name of Jesus, every chain that is on my feet, every chain that is on my hands, be loosed in the name of Jesus. All of that came as a result of prayer. It did not come from running. It did not even come from good teaching. It came from prayer. And it's my desire to motivate you, to push you and get you to understand all of these miracles and breakthroughs that you're wanting to happen in your life, all of this change and turnaround that you're wanting to see manifest in your life. It cannot happen until you pray. It cannot happen until you position yourself and posture yourself in a realm and a dimension of prayer, until prayer becomes your lifestyle, until you become addicted to intercession and addicted to calling on the name of the Lord. You don't have to be deep. You don't have to be supernatural. You don't got to be an apostle. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't even have to be an evangelist. The Bible says that Elijah prayed. The Bible said that he was a man of like passion. That's James chapter 5. It tells you that for a reason. It wanted you to know that Elijah was no different from you. He was flesh like you. Sometimes we look at these figures in the Bible, like Paul and Silas, Elijah and Moses. We look at Abraham and think that these men have supernatural powers. The only supernatural power they had is that they knew God. The only supernatural power they had is that they prayed and communicated with God. And when you communicate with God, and when you talk to God, guess what? You have supernatural powers and supernatural ability to do things. You are not normal. You are abnormal. You are not natural, but you are supernatural. The Bible lets us know that Elijah prayed earnestly. One translation said he prayed heartfelt prayers. Another translation says that he prayed with prayer. Good God from on high. Another translation says in prayer he prayed. All right? That means that there's another level. That means he went to that second gear of prayer. And then I heard another translation say he prayed until he prayed. He prayed until he prayed. That his prayer may have started in the natural, but there came a place in the spirit with the Holy Ghost took over his prayer, and he began to pray in a deeper dimension. He prayed until he prayed. He prayed until he prayed. He prayed until things began to break. He prayed until there would be rain. There was no rain in that place for 3 years, but Elijah prayed until he prayed. Are you listening to me? He understood that nothing would have happened if he had not prayed. Even though there was a promise, even though there was a prophecy, even though God said that it would rain, he understood that there would be no rain until he prayed. How many prophecies and promises are hanging over your life? How many destinies are hanging over nations? How many destinies are hanging over your son, hanging over your daughter, hanging over your father, hanging over your community, hanging over your children? How many things are hanging over them, waiting on you to pray, waiting on you to intercede, waiting on you to tap into God fervently, not with this cute stuff, but fervently. Pray until something happens. Elijah heard the prophecy. After the prophecy that it was going to rain, he declared it. There shall be no dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word. And for 3 years, it did not rain. But just like he spoke for the heavens to close, it took prayer for the heavens to open up again. You are ready to experience rain. You're ready for the latter rain. You're ready for power. You're ready for demonstration. You're ready to see the manifestation of glory. But you've not given yourself to prayer. Nothing will happen until you pray. This is not time to be sleek. This is not time to be cute. This is not a time to be wonderful. This is the time to pray. Yes, it is in times of crisis that you begin to pray. You pray, especially at midnight when you are in a problem, when you're looking at your life. You're 30 years old, you're 40 years old, you're 50 years old, you don't like where you are. Stop complaining. Turn your plate down. Go to bed. Wake up at midnight and command your morning. Command your morning. Declare that the lines of the Spirit are falling upon you in sweet and agreeable places. Command a release. Command a change. Command a shift. Command a turn. Command a turnaround. Command a breakthrough. Command prosperity. Hallelujah. He said, send now prosperity. That's Psalm 118. All of that comes from prayer. Are you listening to me? Acts chapter 12. Makashuna Robosonu Mufandelebe Lamandelebe Yekanda. Glory, 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 glory. Look at what the Bible says in Acts chapter 12. Glory to God. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Look at what it says. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Here it is. Peter's in prison. Here it is. He's in a bad situation. Here it is. There's something going on. What is going on? There's a conspiracy going on against the head of the church. The church saw and recognized the conspiracy. What do you mean there was a conspiracy? The Bible says in Acts chapter 12, verse 2, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Why did he kill James? James is the head of the church. James is the leader of the church. Herod is trying to vex certain of the church, and he kills James. And because he thought it pleased the Jews, he got ready to get Peter also. But the church said the devil is a liar. You got one of them, but you won't get this one. And they went after Peter, and the church recognized that the only reason this thing happened to James is because we were not in prayer. The only reason the enemy was able to destroy my family the way he is because I'm not in prayer. Because while I was asleep, the enemy came in and sowed tares among them. The only reason I'm losing money, the only reason I'm going through these situations in my life is because I have become lax in prayer. The only reason despair, calamity, all kind of destruction and disease is creeping in the church. The only reason, oh, I know y'all don't want to hear this, the only reason COVID-19 has destroyed our churches and killed so many is because the church, yes, the church was not in prayer, and the church got the answer. In Acts chapter 12, they say, you're not going to destroy Peter. The devil is a liar. The Bible declares, but prayer was made without ceasing. But prayer was made without ceasing. But prayer was made without ceasing. You got to pray until you see a manifestation of glory. You got to pray until you get your result. You got to pray until that thing turn around. You cannot pray from your head, but you got to pray out of your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You got to pray even when there's peace. You got to pray even when there's crisis. You people that only pray in crisis are amateurs. Prayer must become your lifestyle. It must be your dedication. I declare today that as we start this consecration of prayer for the next 30 days, I declare that you will catch the virus of prayer. I declare in the name of Jesus that you will become a prayer addict, that when you don't pray, your hands begin to shake. When you don't pray, your legs begin to move. When you don't pray, you begin to feel chills over your body because you are not praying. I declare that you will become a prayer addict, that prayer will become your passion. Prayer will become your desire. Prayer will become your food. Prayer bread will become your meat day and night. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and ask God for the spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer is coming upon you. Labasha, lebedelebe, rebelebandelebe kataya, lakandelebe ota, robosatuna. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I prophesy the spirit of prayer on every person who is under the sound of my voice, not only upon them, but upon their children, upon their grandchildren, upon their nieces and nephews. May the spirit of prayer rest in their house. May it rest in their living room. May it rest in their family room. May it rest in the foyer. May it rest in the bathroom. May it rest in the shower. May it rest in the kitchen. May the spirit of prayer be released upon our churches, be released upon our communities, be released upon our family. Lift your voice, open your mouth. Ah, bashe, le, bekeleba, ribande, makasuya, lantalapaya, brankantele bekrisi biunda, landele bele baladalabaha, bashe, beshe, beshe. Beshe, 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 bakosha, rabandele behekoba, brikandele bekisa. Andala, ludolobohosha. May the spirit of prayer rest upon me. May I pray like I've never prayed before. May the spirit of intercession and prayer rest upon our preachers. God, I ask for the spirit of prayer to come upon our preachers, to come upon our sons and daughters. May the spirit of prayer come upon our intercessors and apostles. I don't trust an apostle who does not pray. I don't trust the prophet who does not pray. What is the source of your power? How are you operating and not praying? How are you teaching and are not praying? How are you doing anything and you are not praying? Come on, saints. Come on, daughter of Zion. Come on, handmaiden. Come on, preacher. It is my desire to push you into prayer, to push you into that place of prayer. Receive the spirit of prayer. I receive the spirit of prayer. I receive the spirit of intercession. I receive the spirit of supplication. I receive the spirit of prayer. Lebedelebe, lebedelebe, labandelebe, lubazia, lubandelebele kataya, robo kutuna, rebenzikele manda, ladolobo okuman shakina, lakalaban siti, likatalabala hakato, ukapa, lekebelebe, libanzalamoya, robo kutu ukude ikadeleba, labandelebe akasha, van shakina, vinjelebele klisi, lukuzuna, robo kutune mendelele akatalabaya, in the name of Jesus. May the spirit of prayer rest upon us like never before. For your word declares that men ought always to pray and to faint not. And in the name of Jesus, I give you praise that we will not rest until prayer takes over us. May the spirit of prayer rest on us like never before. Lamb of God, you said in your word that it is the effectual, it is the heartfelt prayer of the righteous that availeth much. I am righteous, and I thank you for the spirit of prayer. I thank you for the spirit of supplication. I thank you that you hear my petition, and I will pray in the morning. I will pray in the noonday. I will pray at nighttime. I will praise you, Lord, with every breath that I take. I will pray this promise I make. And when eternity ends and starts over again, I'll be praying some more. I'll be praising more. You declared in your word, hallelujah, that no good thing will you withhold from them who walk upright before you. You declared in your word that you sought for a man that was standing the gap. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that we are that man. I am that man. She is that man that will stand in the gap, that will make up the hedge. Anoint me to be an intercessor. Anoint me to be a prayer warrior. Anoint me to tap into the regions of the dam. Anoint me to go into deeper depths and higher heights. Anoint me to stand between the powers of darkness and the powers of hell that would come to destroy my family and destroy my ministry and destroy KCC and destroy Brian Karn and destroy my family and church. In the name of Jesus, may the anointing of God come come upon me to destroy the works of the enemy. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray for the spirit of prayer. Pray for the spirit of intercession. Herod had a plan. Herod had a plan. He was going to destroy him. That's why you got to pray. Because Herod, every demonic Herod, every spiritual Herod who has a plan for your life, the devil has a plan for your life. The devil has a plan for your children. The devil has a plan for your husband. The devil has a plan for your son. The devil has a plan for your business. The devil has a plan for your church. The devil has a plan. And while the devil has a plan, you are sitting up, you are watching Netflix, you are watching Hulu, you are watching cable TV, you are binging, you are on social media with your powerless self. You're always complaining about what you don't have, but you're not in prayer. You're always complaining about where your life is, but you're not in prayer. You're ready to be married? Pray. You're ready to have money? Pray. You're ready for things to change? Pray. You're ready for your business to take off? Pray. You're ready to go to another level? Pray. Nobody got time to be playing with you. Hey, everything that you need is in prayer. The Bible declares in John chapter 10, verse 10, that it is the thief that cometh. And why does he come? He comes but for to steal. He comes but for to kill. And he comes to destroy. That's John chapter 10. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So anyone or anything that comes to hinder your abundance in life is the work of the enemy. And I need you to understand this. It is not going to just happen. It is not going to just manifest. It is not just going to come to pass. Dad Hagen says that he was having a conversation with God. God was sharing something with him. He was having a visitation from the Lord. God was talking to him. And in the middle of his conversation, a demonic spirit, a demon, began to harass him, began to make noises, began to say things where he could not hear what Jesus was saying. This demonic spirit was right there. And even though Jesus was talking to him, he couldn't hear it. And sooner or later, Dan Hagen got upset and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you foul spirit to go in the name of Jesus. It was about an hour later, and as soon as he prayed that prayer, the demonic spirit left. And Brother Hagen asked God, why didn't you deal with that spirit? And God's response was, I could not deal with him because I gave you authority and I gave you power. Woo! Isn't that powerful? He said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents and over scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. You're waiting on God to deal with things that you've been anointed to deal with. Your prayer, your intercession, your authority has the power to change everything. 1 John chapter 3, for this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Pain is a work of the devil. Sin is a work of the devil. Destruction is a work of the devil. Confusion are works of the enemy. Premature death is a work of the enemy. Sudden death is a work of the enemy. Infirmity is a work of the enemy. Affliction is a work of the enemy. But in the name of Jesus, every work of the enemy that's been hindering us as a nation, that's been hindering you as an individual, that's been hindering KCC as a church, in the name of Jesus, I override, I override, I override, I override. I override every work of the enemy. I override every work of the enemy. And according to Psalm chapter 7, verse 9, I command the wickedness of the wicked to come to an end. I command the agenda and the plan and the work of the enemy over my life to come to an end. That work against my business, that work against my prosperity, that work against my health, that work against my peace, that work against my destiny, tonight, as I clap my hands and I begin to pray, I cancel it. Leba, leba babosha, rebelebanda, rebelebatataya, leba so, bo, bo, baladi, leba de leba, balade balaba, beleba kataya. Look at the fire, Makasha, Lekeshe, 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 Livandelevo. Lift your voice. Begin to pray and override every work of the enemy. Command every work of the enemy to come to an end. Command that pain to come to an end. Command that affliction to come to an end. Command destruction. Command confusion to come to an end. Command gossipers and railers. Every evil word that is spoken against my life, every gossip, every bashele, rupu kupula kapapapa, bekelete, rikintine meki konturu kukutu, lukuzuli, livendele aza, zaluste, le dala nantala mau, fandele esta, zulolobo yoko lobo kula bande, limandele begrisi bi o, brankele beklesele ostala, lankatuni mi anso, lukutule meki kelele bea, labandele lebere bade di bibi. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken against me, I command every evil word, every wrong prayer, every ungodly conversation, I command your words to fall to the ground and die. I render your words powerless. I declare that your words tonight fall on deaf ears. I command the wickedness of the witch to come to an end. I command the wickedness of the warlock to come to an end. I command the wickedness of my adversary, the wickedness of my oppressor, the wickedness of my boss, whoever that person is who is coming against you, who is a hindrance, who is stopping you from having life and having more abundantly. It is a thief. It is the devil. Hallelujah. It is a work of the enemy. And Jesus said, I came that I might destroy the works of the enemy. May the works of the enemy be destroyed. May they come to naught. Bolokotaya lankelemanda halabahobian shike. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Begin to pray. Begin to intercede. Makusha. Come under Labokota. Riding in your car. Pray. When you get to church, pray. While you're walking, pray. No time to be cute. Malabokotaya. Robokute. I don't know who's all on this call, but I say this. Even to you who are connected to KCC, when you walk in the sanctuary, you don't have time to be gossiping and figuring out what's going on. Walk in and pray. Walk in and intercede. Walk in and let the spirit of prayer take over the atmosphere. We are a praying church. We are a praying people. It is time to pray. We pray until something happens. We pray. Yeah. Until things begin to shift. Hey, Balabashata, lift your voice, open your mouth, and command the works of the enemy to come to an end. We command the works of the enemy to come to an end. We command the works of the enemy to come to an end. We command the works of the enemy to come to an end. Labasa, Lebaso, Robokoto, Lukudala, Rebendelebe, Labadalaba, Lebedelebe, 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 Labasita, Robokututurobo, Robokutundiribi, Christibia, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray tonight that you are stirred. We're going to pray again at 6 o'clock in the morning. Men are always to pray. and to faint not. And I've told you that we're going to be sowing, and we're going to be giving, and we're going to be praising, and we're going to be praying, and we're going to be shifting things in the spirit realm. And that's what you're praying today, that the wickedness of the wicked would come to an end, that the works of the devil would be destroyed. For this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy what? The works of the devil. Now is the time. $P, B, C, J, R. Get that $20 seed and sow it now. Get that $20 seed. Some of you may sow $10.10 for John 10:10. But this cause is the Son of God manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. I mean, no, that's the thief come but to steal and kill and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have more abundantly. Some of you may give $10.10. Some of you may do 10 plus 10. I'm going to sow 10 plus 10 for John 10:10. I'm giving a $20 seed. And I'm believing God that over these next 30 days that the spirit of prayer is going to come alive in me like never before. And not only is the spirit of prayer going to come alive in me like never before, but I'm getting ready to pray in a deeper realm and see a manifestation of glory, that KCC is getting ready to come alive like never before, that men are coming, that women are coming, that there's getting ready to be a fresh anointing and a fresh glory for signs and wonders. I'm praying that through. It's $ PBCJR, $20, $10.10. But everybody is giving now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait on nobody. We know that giving works. We know that giving works. Ah! Shatalaba. Yay! Yiraba sata. Makandidi obia. Yililiandalamamanso. We know that giving. Yandolohosha. We know that giving works. Call your neighbor. Call your friend. So, let's sow. You can go on the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. You can sow it that way. You can mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But let me tell y'all something. If what I'm doing is for my personal gain, and if I'm playing games with God, may a curse be upon my life and ministry from this day forward. But if the things that I'm telling you are things that I believe the Spirit of God is challenging me to pray and challenging me to challenge you to do, I pray that the blessing of God would overtake you and that you would be hijacked by blessing, that you would be hijacked by miracles, and you will see a manifestation of the power of God like you've never seen before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's praying time. Oh, yes. We're getting ready to see a shift. We're praying in the morning at 6 a.m. Set your alarm now. Set your clock now. Set it to wake up at 5:45. Set it to wake up because you need to pray. Why do you need to pray? Because the devil is after you. Mande, body on kalamosa. Oh, yes, he's after you. He's after your joy. He's after your peace. He don't want you to have nothing. He's doing everything he can to keep you from reaching the place of your potential. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Let me say it again. That nasty monkey is a liar. He's a liar and a deceiver too. God is not through. Huh. Blessing you. I'm ready for miracles. I'm ready for breakthrough. I'm ready for change, and it's coming. How you know? Because I command it to. How you going to command it to? In prayer. You can't stop me when I pray. Work your voodoo. It ain't going to work. Tell your lies. Scandalize my name. God is for me. And if God be for me, he is more than the whole world against me. You are blessed. $PBCJR. Sow your seed in faith. $20, $10.10. Somebody may give $120. Somebody may give $1,020. But we're sowing our seed in faith, believing God for signs, wonders, and miracles. More grace. See you in the morning. And I'm getting ready to go to my Bible study here in Charlotte. You are blessed. More grace.